We're always selling off.
Blog Talk Radio.
78-0, undisputed champion, undefeated. All right, you know that day when I beat the shit out of that sleeved-up heavyweight dude with the sleeve tattoos, bald guy, black guy? All right. Right before I beat his ass, I beat a K-1 heavyweight. I came up to the... Wow, look how fast I am, man. Look at that shit, man. Clown Tyson's out of my way, man. Look at that speed, man. Bam! Left hook connected on his chin. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Come on, you see that legendary jab. That was the best jab landed in boxing history, man. Look at that. Boom. Motherfucker nearly got knocked out from a jab, man. But look. Here's why the other fight didn't get recorded. Because I see this dude, the K-1 guy, hitting the bag. I come up to him. I'm like, let's do this. I'm going to get somebody to record. Yeah, there's always people there that are down to hold the camera, man. I'm telling you. It's like the real fight gym, you know what I mean? But anyways, he was like, nah, man, I'm just here to hit the bag, man. I'm like, nah. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Then why the fuck are you talking about 20 years in the game, all this shit? I'm talking about Mansfield. He said his name was Mansfield. Not that pussy weak white TV fighter Mansfield. Not that guy. That guy would fucking put that guy. I would put him 6 feet under. Man. No, not him. So Mansfield, bald black guy, about 240. Yeah, it's safe to say he's about 250. He was like 6 feet, 6'1". He was like my height. He was like 250 pounds. He was like bulky. He was huge. You know what I'm saying? So I challenged him, and he said no. And then I jabbed him with my knuckle to the stomach, like lightly, just to like kind of provoke him so he could fight me. And this clown returns with a headshot, and he had gloves on, and he hit me on the side of the head like with a weak ass punch. And TV fighters have no power, and I countered that with a lead right hand. A punch that I never really throw, a lead right hand, I threw it, and I landed on his cheekbone, and he quit. Therefore, I beat a K-1, 250-pound kickboxer, you delusional fucking haters. Yeah, you can't say, oh, but where's the video? Oh, there was a video right after that of me beating the shit out of another heavyweight. See, I beat the fucking K-1 fighter faster than I beat this guy. Well, it was longer than 30 seconds, I told you. We continued fighting when the video was turned off. Took me about 55 seconds, close to a minute to stop this guy because, after that, like 5 seconds passed, I punched him again, I hit him in the jaw again. Then we take off the gloves, we add some words for like 10 more seconds. It's all counted as one fight. That's from 35 to 45. And then around when it's 50 seconds, boom, I hit him with a jab, bare knuckle. I hit him just like you seen me punch him on the video. I hit him with the same jab, except this one was, I don't know, this was, both were incredible, but this was just like, both of us are face-to-face, just like one-on-one. And I'm just like, bow! Left jab right in the fucking face. Man. This motherfucker didn't throw shit back, but nothing. Now, that's what you call real TKO, man. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time, man. The best ever. Yeah, so working you fucking deranged, delusional, psychotic, crazy fucking haters say now. What now? Hey, you know, in 2.5 weeks, I'll be with my wife in person. This is it, man. Once I get my passport, I buy my ticket to Ukraine. And that's it. Once I buy my ticket, I get on the plane. She's meeting me at the airport. Fucking retard, man. Fucking clown within the shares talking shit. Hey, moron, I'm meeting my wife in a few weeks, man. Who are you meeting? Nobody. Fucking clown. I just want some fights on video. February, March, January, I want 4 fights, man. Who have you fought? Who have you beat, man? Last year, 23 wins. Charlie Zelenoff, man. Who have you fought last year, this year, the year before? You haven't fought anybody ever. Never in your life. You ain't got, you're winless. You don't have a wife. You're a fucking delusional fucking loser. Breezeback, yes, you, and all your buddies on the internet that controls bots. I mean, you people are done, man. Well, you're getting my fights and you're retitling them. Yeah, but you can title them whatever you want, but you can't change the result. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't change the result. I mean, I'm kicking these guys' asses, man. I'm crushing these motherfuckers. Beat the shit out of a fucking K1 fighter. I mean, in seconds, man, I hit him in the face and this guy quit. He didn't want any. At first, he didn't want to fight, but I'm like, no, I gotta, like, do something. I gotta, like, somehow get this motherfucker to fight me because he's another TV fighter. You know? I want to beat all of them because I already beat HBO. Mayweather Senior. I beat Derek Harmon on forfeit. All right, I beat Joketown. Should I say Showtime or Joketown? Joketown, because Deontay Wilder got one shot at it. All right, I beat Deontay Wilder. That's Joketown. And ESPN. He was on ESPN, too, so both of them. Deontay Wilder. Let's see. And UFC, Chuck Liddell. I saw Chuck Liddell in real life, and he ran away from me. He backed out. He didn't want to fight. I wanted to knock his ass out right there. He didn't want to fight. I punked Liddell. EFC, same shit like UFC, the octagon bullshit and all that fake TV fighters. That white guy that bear hugged me and I hit him on the head 10 times and I played like fucking 20, 30 different replays of that shit. That's actually one of my favorite fights, man. Yeah. What can you fucking retarded delusional haters say about that victory, man? That guy was on television, man. Yeah, you see, we agreed to fight for my belt. That's why he was trying so bad. He wanted to take the belt. I mean, see, motherfucker, television fighter. I kicked his ass, beat his ass. I mean, you can't deny the stature of the EBF anymore. You can't. You understand? Because if their shit was legit, then one of them would have already beaten me. They all lose to me. And this K1 guy, he says he's kickboxing champion, world champion, all this shit. He held the K1 belt and all this. I'm like, all right, great. Well, I hold the EBF belt. You know what I'm saying? And then I smashed him in the face and this guy quit, man. Yeah, so what is it, K1 or EBF? Well, the EBF champion beat him. Well, so, yeah, it's EBF. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I had to beat all of these fucking fake networks. All of them. I'm telling you, I got Joketown, HBO, UFC, EFC, Tough Enough, Jills of Law, and beat the shit out of Jills of Law. That was like my best win in 2014. Jills of Law, huge heavyweight, and I outboxed him. That was, you know, the boxing skill in that fight was just beyond superb. It was supernatural, man. It was the speed, the jabs, he couldn't see it, man. Yeah, he may have been knocking guys out before that loss to me, but again, I'm the GOAT. He's never faced that kind of speed of power before until he faced me. He wasn't ready for it. He wasn't, nobody is, you know. Southpaw still did pretty good, but even, hey, this is it. Once I start hitting him with the jab, then I switch stances, he's a southpaw. I start hitting him with the jab, then I switch stances, boom. Actually, yeah, I switch stances, headshot. I mean, that was flawless. When I hit southpaw, so. And then, you know, I start hitting them. Web jab, web jab, web jab. It's over and over. And then the son of a bitch lands a lucky knockdown. I get right up, and I continue beating his ass. And I jab more and more and more. And he didn't win anything. Nothing at all. So. It was basically a one-sided fight where the guy landed a lucky punch. I got right back up. I whooped his ass. Continued to whoop his ass. After that, the very next day, see, that was the day that Joker, that delusional commentator, Teddy Atlas, talked shit about me on ESPN, too. That day, I beat Southpaw. So the very next day, Deontay, the Brown Bum Wilder, fought Romain Stavarin. That same day, I outboxed that Latino jiu-jitsu fighter where all his boys were rooting for him in the background. I beat that guy's ass. He quit after the 3-minute round we had. I beat his ass the whole round. went hit him with like 12 headshots, total 15 punches. One of my best, most flawless boxing performances of all time. You know what I'm saying? Type Charlie Zonoff beat the jiu-jitsu fighter. I mean, that was one of my best wins ever. The way I started that, the way I was jabbing that right hand in the end when I snapped the jaw. I mean, I did all this with a broken finger. It was a superb victory. Yeah, and that was 73. And 74, you all saw me beat the shit out of a TV fighter, that white guy from EFC that was swinging, missing most. And he bear hugged me, and then I hit him with a right hook, and then he, after that, I hit him two more times. No, he bear hugged right away after that punch. Then I hit him two more times, and then boom, 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 just like repetitive fucking right hand. And some of these clown haters, they complained that a rabbit punched him. No, I did. A lot of those, let me tell you, a lot of those landed on the side of his head. If you want to go technical, like, oh, if it's back, it doesn't count. If it's side, then it counts. Listen, they all count because this guy was bear hugging me, and before that, he tried to get me in a Muay Thai hold. Like, he already got disqualified from the boxing match. Here, he lost right away. I clocked him in the head two times. This guy tried to get me in a Muay Thai. Go watch the fight. The Muay Thai hold, right? You can't do that. And then when you bear hugs me, I mean, I'm able to do whatever the fuck, you know. There's no ref to separate us. He bear hugs me, and I start hitting him. And I'm telling you, most of those punches were on the side of his head. And even the ones that were on the back, those count too. They all count. Look, I physically beat his ass. He turned into a street fight with gloves on. Well, yeah, it didn't look good for him, man. He was on the receiving end of fucking 10 straight fucking punches. Like, he got hit 10 times in a row. You know what I'm saying? What a loser. Yeah, where does TV fucking persona go now, man? Where does it go now? You fucking delusional haters and any clowns, man. Probably shocked when I posted that fight. 75, right after literally 5 minutes. I've had 2 wins in 5 minutes. Right after that, I go outside. Some white gangster challenges me to a fight. I come up to him, left hook in his jaw, bomb. Snapped his fucking jaw. 75-0, just like that. From 73-0 to 75-0. And 9 days before that, I won that. I won a fight. And then a day before that, I won another fight. You see, what Ali, what Sugar Ray Robinson, what Floyd Mayweather Jr., what Manny Pacquiao, they don't fight this often. They fight once a year because they're not real fighters, man. They're fucking pretenders. They're actors. They're clowns. These guys have no power, no speed. I don't see these motherfuckers stopping everybody in one round, fighting multiple times a month with a broken finger. I mean, I just don't see it. Yeah, but I'm beating mainstream fighters and non-televised bouts. I beat a K-1 heavyweight. That K-1 heavyweight would kill Mayweather. Mansfield is 250 pounds, man. That guy would kill Mayweather Jr., man. What the fuck? That guy would knock Klitschko out, man. I beat him with one, two punches. Jab to the stomach. He landed some bitch-ass punch. And then what happened to him after? I countered him. Boom. Right in the cheekbone. The guy was done. You can't say where's the video, because right after that, there was a video of me beating the shit out of another heavyweight at that same gym. Oh, man, 0-16 in that combo I threw. That left hook I caught him with, man, that was a double left, but the left that I hit him with was much better than what he hit me with. Yeah, I hit him right on the chin, knocked him back, and then 0-32, this motherfucker. Like, I'm rushing him, and then he rushes back, and then he just walks into a left jab. Boom. This son of a bitch. Now, look at the picture of the fucking of the radio. Look at the picture. Look at my Facebook profile picture. That should be the trademark boxing photo right there, man. Charlie's on. See, now that's a real punch. That's real damage being done right there, man. Not that phantom punch. All in, Sonny Liston lying down and shit. No, man, that's fake boxing. Yeah. Real underground. The real shit, the real pros. Charlie's on off the goat, baby. That's right. Yeah, watch this. Oh, yeah, and my win over Jacob, man. That was flawless victory, man. The way I boxed, man. Yeah, I mean, like, I stopped Jacob with a left hook, with a left haymaker, but before that, I was punching him with jabs in the stomach. I was, you know, I landed a nice left hook on his face to start off the fight. Just go bomb, smacked him with a good sweeping hook. I mean, they're not talking about that. I mean, yeah, no, I TKO'd him in the end. Took me about, you know, a little less than 2 minutes to stop Jacob. Motherfucker's 200 pounds in shape. He was an MMA fighter and he's a kickboxer. And then the fight after, I'd be a K-1 kickboxer. And the fight after, I'd be a fucking bare-knuckle street fighter on video. Listen, I'm beating everybody. It's gotten to the point where it's too easy, man. There's no competition. I want to find Deontay Wilder again. Like, I'll murder him. I already did. I already beat him. In the ring, I crushed Wilder. But I'm beginning to think that he never wants to do it again. I don't call him anymore. I'm meeting my wife in a few weeks. You know, I got more important shit than to worry about some fucking clown, some fucking goofball, Deontay Wilder, you know what I'm saying? I hit this guy with a left hook, and he flew the fuck away. He lost in the ring. And these clowns, these TMZ, these mainstream people, these idiots, they try to avoid that footage. They try to pretend like it never happened. They try to, like, not play it, but hey, it's sure being played on YouTube, man. Me punching Deontay Wilder? Yeah, that dude was done, dude. Motherfucker's arms raised up in the air. He was TKO'd, man. Like, you can't justify it. No matter what you say, Deontay Wilder was TKO'd. He was done. Out on his feet. Yeah, but that was 2014. Look at me now. Look at my last fight. Look at how I beat Jacob. I stopped a K-1 kickboxer in like 5 seconds, man. Come on. What Wilder fight me now? What him box me now? He'll get knocked out with one punch. Instead, I already TKO'd him with one punch. Now he'll get knocked out cold with one punch. Like, knocked out on the canvas. Unconscious. Paramedics, ambulance. Right next to him. That's what would happen to him if he was fighting now. Not just the speed, the power evolution of Charlie Zelenoff. Not just, you know, my attributes, like my physical attributes. My physical attributes got better. My speed, my power, my ring generalship, my confidence. That's the main thing, my confidence. The way I go into fights, I'm so sure that I'm going to win. Like, I don't even get jitters. I just go in there and right away, this is it. I start duking it out, man. This is it. See what I'm saying? That's against Wilder, easy. In the chin. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this. I took his best shot. He could have knocked me out. He took, I'm not going to say my best shot. He took one of my shots and got TKO'd. And Deontay Wilder, he's a joke, man. He's a clown. For Mance Tavern, man. I beat a K-1 Mansfield motherfucker. 250 pounder, man. That motherfucker said he knew Wilder. That motherfucker put Wilder to sleep, man. 250 pounds, man. That dude will land one bomb on Wilder's glass jaw. Well, Wilder's out cold, man. Yeah, man. I'm beating another guy, man. Like, I don't need a rematch with Wilder, man. It's like, no, if it would ever happen, it would be great. You know, I would knock out a guy who I hate, you know. But I don't think he wants to fight me because he's afraid of me. He was afraid of he got punched by me in the ring and he was like, fuck that, you know. And then he cheap shot at me after that, and he was like, fuck that, you know. I'm cool, man, you know. Yeah, but if he was like that, like, I'm cool at that time. If he was being a bitch and a pussy at that time. Imagine now, look how many people I beat after that, man. I beat Kevin Luka, the guy that big French black guy that I uppercutted 7 times in the face, man. I bet Wilder shit himself. Him and his fucking team shit themselves when they seen that fight. Charlie's on. I was laying 7 uppercuts in Kevin Lucas' face, man. Motherfucker's head's popping back. Like a fucking bobblehead, man. Yeah, that Asian musclehead, that murdered up Asian musclehead that I hit him with that 1-2 and it got literally flew away like 10 feet. I come up, boom, right hand. Yeah, those are 2 great victories. This year's Southpaw Cell, jiu-jitsu guy, the TV, EFC fighter that I beat down 10 punches in the head. I mean, come on. Jacob, K1 fighter, the last one, arguably one of my best wins this year. The last one, I was flawless. And the speed, the power, I'm better than I was last year. Like, every year I keep getting better and better. Like, in 2016, I'm gonna be even stronger and faster than I am this year, which is scary for all my opposition. I will definitely get to 100-0. My wife wants me to stop when I'm 100-0. I did tell her I will stop, but temporarily. Like, I may retire for like a year and a half tops, and then I'll come right back. Because I'm going to be under 30 years old when I reach 100 once. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't see myself doing anything besides boxing. You know, I'm the best at boxing. I'm number one. And the speed, the power that I bring to the table, there's no fighter out there that comes close, that comes a fraction close to what I do. I just keep getting better at it. You know, and all these fights I've been winning, I haven't even been training. I don't like that much for them. You know, yeah, I just hit the bob, you know, like every now and then. But if I would actually like train like that, man, you kidding? I'm telling you, against Deontay Wilder, I got in the ring, man, without like 8 days, didn't train at all, no bag, no bob, nothing. Didn't even run, nothing. He, the motherfucker, got hit. One punch. It looked like he went. It looked like Wilder went ice skating in the ring, man. And I hit him with that left hook, man. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Pacquiao, who cares about these clowns, man? I don't, like, what I've done this year, so I already have 7 wins. Look, Mayweather and Pacquiao are talking about fighting each other, right? May 2nd, okay. Fake fight, fixed. I'll kill both of them. No. Who's better, Mayweather or Pacquiao? Here, you want my answer? I'm better. Charlie Zelenoff is better. Who would win, Mayweather or Pacquiao? Probably Zelenoff would win. I would knock out both of them in the same night. That's the answer. No. They're talking about one fight each against each other. I won 7 different fights already. Correct? This, and it's already, and it's only March. They have not fought anybody this year. I've won 7 belts already. And I'm going to meet my wife in a few weeks. 2.5 weeks. My beautiful wife, former supermodel. You all see her. You all, you delusional haters, these single fucking retards that don't even have a fucking girlfriend, let alone wife. Seeing my wife. Yeah, what are you people going to be doing? So I'm going to deal with my wife. No more Skype, no more none of that. We're going to be together in person. I mean, my fights are on YouTube, always will be. I expose you people. All that bullshit spam you put about me, it's irrelevant. It's done. It's exposed. Yeah, Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. Yeah, so Charlie Zoo TV, it's time to give it up, son. Yeah, I think that's Breezeback. Breezeback, you're delusional, dude. You need help. You need mental help, man. Go watch my last fight, man. That's speed and power. Nobody from those fake fighters that you watched or whatever. Ali, Ray Robinson, Joe Frazier, Joe Willis, Marciano, Dempsey, they don't come close to me. I would kill all of them. Look at my speed and power, you fucking dumb son of a bitch. Go watch the video and just compare their shit and my shit. Marciano, 49. I got 49 knockouts, motherfucker. 49 knockouts. 78 wins total. Would have been more knockouts had the 14 been forced. Yeah. Beat quote unquote fighters of all networks. HBO, Showtime, ESPN, K1, EFC, UFC, Tough Enough, you name it. Every network. Everybody, literally. Klitschko ducked me. Vladimir Klitschko ever steps up and I'm too fast for him, man. I'm way too fast for him, man. Go watch my last fight. I go off like that on Klitschko, he's going to sleep, man. That's too much speed and power, man. He's way too slow. He's way too predictable. I'll kill him. I was able to reach Deontay Wilder, who has more wingspan than Klitschko. He has longer reach. He's taller than Klitschko by like an inch. And yeah, Klitschko weighs more about like 15 pounds. But Klitschko sucks. He's slow. He's old. He's terrible. I hit Wilder in the jaw. If I was able to connect on Wilder and TKO him, then that's 1,000,000%, 100%. I would hit Klitschko in the jaw and knock him out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I would actually prepare and train for Klitschko because I hate the motherfucker so much. I'd be, me and him, whatever box, I'd be destined to embarrass him. Put it like that. But there, again, I'd be Jules Vallet, I'd be Derek the Giant, I'd be Deontay Wilder, I'd be Jacob, I'd be the K1, 250 pound. He said he was a K1 champion. Well, hey, whatever. Well, he ain't no champion no more, man. He lost to me. I'm a champion. And still, 67 title defenses. You understand how many defenses that is, man? It's a lot. Nobody's ever done that. 67, three away from 70 title defenses. Charlie Valentine, conquered boxing. The greatest of all time, man. Do it, man. Best to ever do it, man. Best to ever waste money. That's cemented in boxing history. Yeah, the thing is, like, okay, yeah, the mainstream didn't recognize what I've done, but fuck the mainstream. They're going to be remembered as the fraud. And I'm going to be remembered as the legit GOAT. God did it this way. It's way better this way. Because if I was to be a part of their bullshit, yeah, I'm going to fight once a year. I fight multiple times in a day. I'd be two guys in one day. What the fuck? Once a year? You know, fuck how much money you going to pay me, man. I'm going to fight once a year. I'm going to be told what to do by some fake promoters. Taking brides, take dives, like Danny Green, Kimbo, fake fights, Wilder Scott, fake shit. No, man. I'm a champ. I'm a real champ. I'm not going to be a part of that shit. I participate in real boxing. Winner take all, motherfucker. 7-8 times the winner. Zero losses. 49 knockouts. Knockout number 50 is going to be phenomenal. Whoever it against. Any heavyweight, man. Hell, bring him. Now that I've destroyed all the fake boxers, bring on these K1 guys. I already beat the. Well, Tylan Sponge, I punked him. I'm not going to count. Forfeits don't count. But yeah, he did. He did forfeit. He's a pussy, man. Forget Tylan Sponge. I don't even call that clown anymore. He didn't want to. But yeah, this Mansfield guy that would be the same day I jabbed the shit out of that heavyweight, this full way. Yeah, that was a great win, man. That was phenomenal. I didn't apply full power, but I tagged him, man. I tagged him in the face, and he quit. So I tagged the K1, 250 pounds, and I stopped him, man. Your haters need mental health, man. So, cutting the radio, that's from Charles Z, Top Town Best. I mean, my wife in 2.5 weeks. We're zoning on, baby.